As I was starting the show a mere slightly under 3 hours ago, Donald Trump was giving a press conference that had attendees scratching their head and Twitter going absolutely crazy. It was his first solo press conference. It was one of the most remarkable things. And I'll give you just one bit from the transcript here, which is amazing. Donald Trump saying they've gone to questions. Trump, wait, let's see. Who? I want to find a friendly reporter. Are you a friendly reporter? Watch how friendly this reporter is. Wait, wait, wait. Watch how friendly he is. Go ahead. That is just one element of what has been, as many people have said, a press conference so rambling and odd that finding the headline to go with it was absolutely impossible. Now, in what could be one of the worst cases of workplace bullying ever seen, I forced producer Steph to trawl through that transcript and find some of the hidden gems, or not so hidden gems as it was. Steph, how are you?
Good, Nick. How are you?
Good. Now, tell me what have you located that jumped out at you from the Donald Trump press conference?
Oh, God, what didn't jump at me? Firstly, there was, I'm here today to update the American people on the incredible progress that has been made in the last 4 weeks since my inauguration. He goes on to say, we have made incredible progress. I don't think there's ever been a president elected who in this short period of time has done what we've done. Now, Nick.
Please.
I'm kind of offended because there was no mention of the inauguration crowd sizes.
Oh, no, he forgot to mention the inauguration crowd sizes.
Something he that never he was forgets so to committed
do.
To.
He never forgets to mention the inauguration
never.
Crowd sizes.
And all of a sudden he has. What values does this president have left?
Look, I'm shocked he's let down the American people, clearly, by not mentioning inauguration crowd sizes. What's some of the more stuff? This has been amazing.
Another one is, we've had great conversations with the United Kingdom and meetings, Israel, Mexico, Japan, China, and Canada.
What about President Trumbull?
President Trumbull?
No mention of President Trumbull in Australia? That
I'm
was a great conversation.
I'm offended again.
That was a great conversation, wasn't it? Sad.
You know, laid back Aussies, we're offended again. How much can this president offend us?
Quite a lot, apparently. Keep rolling. Give us some more. I just want to be really clear. This is all from one press conference. We're not cherry-picking things he said over the last couple of weeks. One single press conference. Hit me.
This is one single press conference, word for word.
Word
what
for
he
word.
Said. Word for word. Our country will never have had a military like the military we're about to build and rebuild. We have the greatest people on earth in our military.
How do you rebuild? I'm not even sure where to begin
with
this.
Is he going to build it, then deconstruct it like those hipster cafe, like, you know?
I'm going to jump into one of mine.
And then build it again.
I know you've got this on your list, but I just loved it so much. I'm going to steal it from you. This administration is running like a fine-tuned machine, despite the fact I can't get my cabinet approved. I feel like those two sentences cannot possibly go together in any way, shape or form. And yet he found a way. He had some stuff to say about drugs, didn't he?
Oh, yes. We're becoming a drug-infested nation. Drugs are becoming cheaper than candy bars. We're not going to let it happen any longer.
Not going to let it happen any longer. It's good to know that drugs will now have to cost over 95 cents. That's the main thing. I mean, that's all you'd have to do is just make sure drugs are more expensive. If your main concern is that they're cheaper than candy bars.
We've seen how successful it is, you know, to increase the price of alcohol and cigarettes.
Yeah, it's been
so
great,
successful.
Yeah. All right. Now, I know the wall got to look in as well. The big, beautiful wall. You'll never see a wall as beautiful as this. What's the new take on the wall?
Quote, and the wall is going to be a great wall. And it's going to be a wall negotiated by me. The price is going to come down, just like on everything else I've negotiated for the government. And we're going to have a wall that works. We're not going to have a wall like they have now that is either non-existent or a joke.
Well, you don't want a non-existent wall, do you? That would be the cheapest wall imaginable, but you don't want that. Negotiated by Trump.
Because weren't they actually predicting that it was going to cost like $20 billion or something to build this?
Someone actually ran the numbers just on the materials, let alone the construction cost, and the numbers were astronomical.
And
like,
to
ridiculous.
Maintain it, it's like
And I think almost actually pointing out that the materials required for it would extend beyond the materials that were actually available worldwide.
Yeah.
Oh. Hit me one last one. Tell me about the leaks. Give me that last one.
Well, the leaks are real. You're the one that wrote about them and reported them. I mean, the leaks are real. You know what they said. You saw it. And the leaks are absolutely real. The news is fake because so much of the news is fake.
So, just to clarify, the news reporting on the leaks is fake, but the leaks are real. That is kind of like the smoke is real, but the fire is fake. The smoke, definitely real smoke. The fire that is burning me right now, fake. Fake, 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 fake. I'm just, look, I want to leave it there. I'm just going to give you one last little bit here where he suggests, and I'm just going to throw it out there, he suggests that war with Russia would be great for him right now. If we could get along with Russia, that's a positive thing. We have a very talented man, Rex Tillerson, who's going to be meeting with them shortly. And I told him, I said, I know politically it's probably not good for me. The greatest thing I could do is shoot that Russian ship that's 30 miles offshore right out of the water. A president so obsessed with his approval rating that he suggests that maybe war with Russia could be the right way to go.
Hashtag biggest electoral college win since Ronald Reagan.
Steph, thank you very much. I still can't believe I made you do that. Thank you for talking us through that.